You're tuned to Focus on Campus, a weekly show which highlights faculty, staff, and students here at the University of Texas at El Paso. Good morning. I'm Luis Sainz, your host for Focus on Campus, and joining us today is Rebecca Rivas. Rebecca is with the Theater and Dance Department. She's going to talk about what the department has to offer for the community this summer. Thank you for being with us here today.
Thank you for having me.
Now, a lot of people, they may not be familiar with the fact that there are a lot of things going on in the summer here on campus, not just for our students, but for the community. Mm-hmm. And the theater and dance department is no exception. You want to tell us a little bit about what you all have to offer?
Sure. We have some summer theater camps as well as a summer dance workshop. The summer theater camps include acting camps as well as technical theater camps for kids from 7 to 12 and 13 to 18. Those age groups apply to the summer dance camps as well.
When you're talking about the camps themselves, some people might wonder, well, you know, I've never been into dancing or theater or anything like that, but I'd kind of like to try it. So what should I do? What would you tell them?
Oh, I would say a workshop is a great place to try your hand at it because it's for a shorter period of time. So if you don't like it, maybe, which you will, it's not a year-long commitment as it would be if you took it at school. So we have it for beginners and intermediate level courses for the dance workshops. Acting in the technical theater is just based off of age, but certainly our instructors are incredibly talented educators and they have a sense of who has what kind of comfort level and they're going to adjust to whatever the needs of their students are.
Let's talk a little bit about the technical workshop because a lot of times, you know, people go to watch a play here at UTEP or watch a movie not realizing that there are a lot of people behind the scenes that we don't hear about, and they're the ones who make it happen because if it wasn't for them, it's like getting a package that's unwrapped or, you know, a computer doesn't have a keyboard.
Oh, yeah. It's so true. Theater is such a collaborative art form. Nothing happens without the person standing to your left and to your right in front of you, behind you, that we have to work together. So lights and sound and set design, costumes, it's all just – it's in order for it to be a good show, all of those things have to be working hand in hand. And just because you see the performers on stage, they're the most accessible to the audience. So that's kind of what you equate a good show with sometimes. But it's so untrue because we can only we can only bring out an audience's imagination so much without those technical elements really enhancing them.
And it's interesting because of technology the way it is now, you know, people go see a movie and, you know, with computers you can do just about anything now, whereas before, in fact, recently I just watched the movie The Train with Burt Lancaster about where they're trying to stop the Nazis from stealing all this artwork from Paris. Mm-hmm. And they're using real trains and they're crashing and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And, of course, that gets expensive now. You know, so now they do it with computers, technology. And, again, as you mentioned, people don't realize what they have or what they're seeing. And, in fact, that's even going back to recording artists. The Beatles quit touring because the music got too complicated. They couldn't perform it on stage.
Well, I think that's the beauty of theater as well, is that, you know, in the movies, it's true. I mean, everything, you're spoon-fed everything visually. I mean, it's real. And in theater, our technical designers are given the task of competing with actual, you know, special effects and CGI and all of those things that that the movie has brought into our audience's consciousness. And so now audience members come in and they have a different they have different expectations, but the thing is that the designers, they do it. I don't know if you went to see Eurydice, but I mean, they made it They made it rain on stage, you know? And it's amazing what we can do in real time, live, just as, you know, just as people without, you know, a computer doing it for us. And it's amazing to see that audiences' imaginations are still challenged and they can go somewhere without having it spoon-fed to them.
What are the ages, once again?
Sure. There's a class for ages 7 to 12, and then we also have a group of 13 to 18, and the times vary for those camps. For instance, for the theater camp, ages 7 to 12 are Monday through Friday from 9 to 12 p.m., and ages 13 through 18 are the same Monday through Friday from 1 to 4 p.m.
We're spoon-fed a lot of times. And so a lot of these young people are very familiar with some of these computer programs and how to make them work. As far as taking this workshop and this class, they're going to learn about special effects and all that stuff, but doing it in different ways.
Right. They're going to learn the theater way, the theatrical way of creating magic on stage for the audience. So that's definitely what they're going to do.
And the age groups that you have here, as far as themes, obviously, the one for 7 to 12 is going to be not as difficult or extensive as the other one, but that doesn't mean that these guys are going to be left out with anything, because they're still going to be challenged.
Oh no, definitely, they're going to be challenged. It's it's just age appropriate, and you know, students work with their contemporaries.
Sure.
Well, and
mm-hmm.
And of course the teachers are able to work with that age level, which is such a big difference from working with an older group of kids. So they're not adjusting. And we're just trying to make sure that everybody gets an awesome experience with the theater and with dance.
Let's stay with the spoon feeding, but go to the acting. Mm-hmm. And the fact that, you know, that in a way is also spoon fed, but then it takes a real talent and, of course, a real good coach and teacher and to get these things across, because you can tell the difference between when someone has memorized their lines and it sounds like they're reading an essay, or like us right now, we're just having a conversation instead of somebody says, oh, they're reading their lines. But you teach them how to project certain images. You know, if somebody comes in and gives them bad news, how to react to that. And then also diction, dialect, all that stuff.
Well, for instance, what we're going to be doing these staged readings of two Chicano plays at the end of the month. And here, stage reading is basically storytelling with actors. And so as we're in rehearsals for it right now, and the actors have had a little bit of time with the scripts now, and they're never going to let go of those scripts. They're never going to be completely off book or memorized, but they will to a certain degree. And we can now in rehearsal start to hear when someone has connected to the character that they're portraying, when they're telling a story within the piece. And it's something that is happening real time for them, and they're truly expressing what that character would probably express in that moment. And but then you also hear in a section perhaps where they don't have that connection, and so it does just seem as though they're reading the words for a while, and they can feel that as well. And we as listeners feel that and are then kind of taken out of that experience. But when they're in it, when they're connected, I mean, your imagination just goes along with them, and you're taken to that moment in time with them if that connection is in place.
And some of them come in and they have a lot of confidence, and then some of them are kind of, well, I guess embarrassed is the right word. They'll say, well, I have an accent. Well, everybody has an accent. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that you've had or you will have students that come in and are shy, and then all of a sudden they turn out to be some of the better ones.
Yeah, that's very true. And it does have a lot to do with their voice. It has a lot to do with you know, if you've been told to be quiet all your life, which most of us have, you take that to heart. Some of them take it to heart, you know. And it's an embrace. They have to embrace their ability to make sound and their ability to take stage. And the more confidence they cultivate here at UTEP, the better the performer. It's so funny. The part of one of the plays is "And Where Was Pancho Villa When You Really Needed Him?" is one of the Chicano plays, and they and they talk about that assimilation and that idea that to have an accent to say "sh" instead of "ch," you know, is frowned upon, and the need to get rid of that sound in order to sound quote unquote American, you know. And to how you were talking about your students being an orchestra in the other one in Our Lady of the Underpass, she Tania Saracho is the playwright. She has all of these different voices from a Polish American to an Italian American to a Mexican to a Chicana. You know, there are all these different voices, and she brings them together in ways that really it is very much during that piece itself music.
What's the date for these readings?
Those are happening at the end of the month, May 30th, May 31st, and June 1st. It's going to happen in the Basement Theater at 7 p.m. on each of those nights, which is it's also by donation or free.
And what about the camps? When do people need to start registering for those? How do they go about doing that? Perhaps through your webpage. And as far as costs, I'm sure there's different costs for the different programs.
Yes, there are. For the summer theater camps, the cost is $225, as well as for the summer dance camp. Although there is a one-week option for $150, or for both, it's $280. That's for the summer dance workshop, is the $150 for 1 week or $280 for both. And those are being held July 29th. Through August 2nd, as well as August 5th through August 9th. It's a lot of dates.
And so it's best if they go to the webpage.
Yes, probably. And or they can call Lisa Smith at 747-6509 or visit the UTEP Dance on Facebook for registration forms and information on the summer dance workshop.
As far as the camps, do they start the same as the semester does for UTEP here, or do they start sooner?
Those will start June 10th, so that's the day before summer one.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much for being with us here today. We've been visiting with Rebecca Rivas with the Theater and Dance Department, talking about the various workshops that you can attend this summer, and also the readings that are going to be held on May 30th, 31st, and June 1st. For more information, 747-6509. Again, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Focus on Campus is taped and produced at the KTP Studios, University of Texas at El Paso Communication Building. Our thanks to our engineer, Elvin Alves. Our producer is Dennis Wu. You've been tuned to Focus on Campus. I'm Luis Sainz.